Truly, welcome back. Who could have imagined that it would be 18 months before we could all get together for a child like this? Who would have imagined it? No chance. But we're here.
And
we did it.
Not even Adamus got it right.
I hate to say. No.
I've had a few talks with him about that. I'm going to be interesting to see what he has to say about it. But you know, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back from all around the world. Welcome back to the audience here today. I mean, there's so much energy here that before we got started, we had to ask the audience to kind of tone it down a little bit.
They blew us off. What? No way.
They said they got rewired during our hiatus or whatever you want to call it. You know, it was kind of strange because when COVID hit.
It was really strange.
When it hit, you know, it was so odd doing the shouts without you and then not doing workshops at all for a while.
That was hard.
And once we finally we came back from Hawaii last summer, whatever, we were doing them from here, and it was so empty. I mean, we get up here, you know, at the beginning, it's like, where is everybody? And the production staff was back there going, you know, I know, not quite the same. And we could feel everybody.
Wait. So I'm really glad to be back with the microphone because I was the one that was put in a place to be you.
Yeah.
Wow, talk about pressure.
But I'm pressure. Linda, I have to interrupt you.
You do?
Yeah.
Why?
It's my turn to interrupt you this time. I have to interrupt you to say that actually I was chatting with Adamus. You had come out here a little early and I was back there chatting. And
you?
He said, actually, he really likes picking on you, and that he's not going to ask audience questions. It'll all be directed to Linda.
Yeah.
But you are the representative of Chandra.
Okay.
He's hitting me on the head right now. That is not true. Anyway, what a time we've been living through. And,
what a time.
You know, and we're actually in it. I mean, this is the time of machines that Adamus talks about. It's with the COVID that intensified everything, changed everything, I should say. And we made it through. And I do want to take you were emotional before. I just want to, got to get this out. I want to take a moment for those who aren't here, who left. You know, quite a few Chandra that were regulars here that, Oh crap.
Literally.
Yeah.
Yeah, literally.
Stop channeling SART. You know, I mean, it's odd for all of us. You know, they were such a part of what we do and they left. I mean, I'm sure they're here hanging around, but, what is that?
I'm celebrating those that left that aren't here.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I'm shining their lights.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm shining their lights. Yeah.
But, yeah, the new microphone, that would be funny. Be careful with that thing. So it's been such a time for all of us, and so good to see the smiling faces again, to feel all of you online who were here the whole time. But, gosh, we missed the personal touch a lot.
A lot.
Yeah. Yeah.
Really a huge, huge. Sometimes I guess the appreciation now that comes with this is beyond words.
Yeah.
And you know, what interesting is Adamus alluded to the fact that maybe he'd messed up what he thought the COVID window was going to be. And alluded, you know, because he has to.
How do you think that makes me look? I mean, Adamus.
And he alluded to the fact that it was about the depth of consciousness that people were going to that caused it to go longer than he anticipated.
Yeah, whatever. But he didn't exactly get it right. But zap.
But we still love him.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. But anyway, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back online. We're going into our, I don't know, what is this, 21st year or something of doing the shouds. We started in 1999. And
that would be 22.
22? Yeah,
22nd year.
Thank you. Good math. Anyway, we have a lot to cover today, a lot to get done, so we're going to jump into it right away. Are you ready, dear Linda?
No.
Oh, first of all, we forget how to do this. I mean, you get used to it, and then we forgot. You don't have the list of the people from out of state, do you?
Really?
You do. Oh, all right. I forget.
Well, there's quite an audience here, so let's...
When Linda reads your name, just stand up and wave to the camera.
Okay. Are you ready? Thank you, dear ones. Okay. From Israel, Nuria. Yay! And these are... Okay. And then from Mexico, Florencia.
Florencia, good to see you.
From UK, Christina Salakova.
Christina.
From Arizona, Joseph Bartholomew. Where are you, Joseph?
He's in the
Masters
Club.
Oh, he's in the Masters Club.
Oh, okay. He got the cheap seats.
Okay. And then from Los Angeles, Tamara Wilson. Has she checked in yet? Tamara?
I don't think she's
checked in yet. Okay. And then from California, Olga. Are you here, Olga? Yeah, she's here.
Hey, Olga.
There you are. Glad you could join us. Okay. And then, from Connecticut, Marco. You want to dance?
Not now.
Anything. No. Okay. Well, if you want dance lessons, he runs dance studios. He's quite good at it. He can hardly sit still in his seat.
You trying to tell me something?
Okay. And next, Karen from Florida. Where are you, Karen?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she's not here. Is Karen here? No. Okay, so Zan from Florida. Is Zan here? There we go.
Zan.
Hi, Zan. And let's see, I'm looking for names that are checked off. Oh, and of course, Lena, also from Minnesota. Hi. From Texas, we have Pearl. Where are you, Pearl?
Hi, Pearl.
Yeah, there we go. And from another from Texas, Esther, where are you? Our daughter.
Yep. Wow.
Nice to meet you.
Welcome.
Yeah. And from Utah, this is actually a staff member, Jorge Marino.
Jorge, in the back.
Okay. And then from Springfield, Missouri, Nathan.
Hey, Nathan.
Okay, that's our out-of-towners. Did I miss anybody? That's what I've got on my list. Are you an out-of-towner and hiding?
No.
No? Okay.
And actually, this isn't even the official regathering. That's next month, the August shout. But when the local regulations changed, we knew we'd be able to have a small group. So we kind of put it together quickly. And, wow, we have people from all around the world.
Jeffrey? You can't decide. The Chamber decided this was the
welcome back renewal. Right.
They're here. They made it happen.
So does anybody remember the shout from last month? No. Does anybody know what
welcome
month it is?
Welcome to the club.
That's the question. Gene Tinder always puts together a great recap of the shout, so we can remind ourselves. That's a long time ago, a month.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a quick look at whatever. We did. Merlin, I am Siri, shout 8, 9, 9. Thanks. I am him. I'm Chambra.
You're always thinking.
We have a lot to cover today. The important part is it's going to be happening on many different levels. So take a deep breath and feel into all the different levels and trust yourself. That's so important. Trust yourself. There are going to be 7 chapters in today's discussion, 7 different layers to it. Let's start out with our first level. In our gathering last month, we talked about doubt. Doubt. Mm. That's something that kind of is ingrained in human nature, doubt. It comes from the mind. Doubt is the thing you use to regulate and manage yourself. You no longer have the luxury of doubt. You don't. Let's go beyond doubt. What are you doubting anyway? The only thing to doubt is your humanness. The only thing to doubt is that doubt in your humanness that tells you not to soar. It's kept you here. Number 2, time. Time is a fascinating subject. And time is something that even the physicists don't agree on. Time is not a constant. It's a wonderful device. It's a fun device until you get stuck in it. then it becomes a nuisance. It becomes boring. It becomes death itself. Death itself, because most humans are on a linear time that leads from the trauma of birth into the agony of death. And that's all they're doing, is on a timeline, waiting for death. That's sad. We're going to actually come to an understanding of time that really allows you to be in time and get out of time at the same time. Time will become a toy instead of a burden. This is kind of this is the physics of allowing. This is what happens. Your past frees up from its time lock. The future, which is all your potentials, free up from their time lock. And then the soul, the master, all of your potentials, all of your energy, it also is able to come flow down in as you allow. Number three, the real history, your real history, is in your heart. It's not in your mind. It's not data. You've got all this history. You got little movies. You got pictures. You got remembrances. You have emotions. They are not stored here in the mind. Your real history is in your heart. Again, using the word heart to mean your knowingness, your passion, your true self, whatever you want to call it, your soul. That's where it is. And next chapter, breaking out. People live in the boxes. They live in their limited perception of the history of themselves and the planet. They complain about the walls. They complain about their lives, but yet they keep doing the same thing every day. It makes no sense whatsoever, because they blame it on everything else. They blame it on parents or the culture or society. They blame it on not being understood. They blame it on being a minority. They blame it on being a majority. They blame it on being male. They blame it on being female. Whatever it happens to be, blame du jour. And that keeps him in the box. Where we're going, we have to break out. We can't just think about breaking out or making a little bit bigger box. The difficulty of breaking out is that the doubt will stop you. Next item on our list. Trésor is the French word for treasure. Trésor is the treasure of trusting yourself. Simply means no doubt. No doubt. It means finding the true treasure of trusting yourself once and for all, unconditional. And the unconditional trust of yourself and returning back to your natural state, there are treasures beyond what the human mind could possibly fathom right now. Trésor is your scepter. Trésor is the treasure that is within you. It comes through trust. And our next item. It's a difficult one. It's loneliness. Loneliness. It's part of the breaking out process. It's part of the going beyond. At the core of what's happening is that human self that you've identified with, the human self that was the only thing you really actually knew about yourself, even that's transforming, appears to be going away. It's just part of the whole process of truly coming into your sovereignty. Then you realize you're never, ever alone. You realize the beauty of all your aspects that are now facets, all your past lives and all your future potentials and all the other soul beings, but on a whole new level. Let's take a deep breath with all this. When this loneliness comes, I ask you to be in it, to experience it, not to fight it, not to try to find your way out, but immerse yourself in the loneliness, because there are treasures within it. I had a big gathering the other night. There were literally about 8,000 chamber there. At this gathering, culmination was that this is the way. a lot have dropped out along the way. Group consensus was that it's been a tough journey in many, many ways, but this is exactly what we came here before. Over 8,000 Shamber there in this Dream State gathering. There was actually only 6 that didn't want to go forward faster. And it probably wasn't any of you who are watching here right now. Everyone else said, yes, this is the way. This is what we came here for. Well, it's very difficult at times carrying all this within you, going through all these changes so quickly. It's also your passion. So you said, Adamas, talk to us about what we've talked about here today in this Dream State gathering. Summarize it. And as you're summarizing, as Calder is channeling, we're going to be flowing our energies right back through from Dream State into this day here in June, at the June 2021 shout, we're going to be flowing our energies right back through. You say the spoken words, Adamas. We're going to be flowing 8,000 strong. This is the way. This is why we came here. We're not going to hold back now. We're not going to throttle down. That's what we've done here today. So that's what we did.
That's it. You were here in spirit anyways, right? Yeah. In energy, you were here.
Yeah. So we're going to take a look at last month's and see events for last
events.
Month.
Yeah.
And actually, we didn't have any because of COVID and couldn't really do too much. So we're going to take a look at...
Oh, there's an elephant in the room.
Yes, there is. There is. Adamas. We didn't have any live events last month just because of the way things are. But we did do one thing very interesting. It was our first in-person staff meeting in about 18 months.
Right.
And, you know, we work virtually anyway, but we try to get together fairly often here at the studio and go through things. People, staff members that can't make it in, that we bring them in on Zoom. But this time, we were able to get everybody together, all the
amazing.
The regular full-time staff members. And we had a great time. We had 2 days with the full-time staff, and we went through a lot. We talked about, okay, Adamas is leaving in 4 years. What do we do?
That was a holy crap moment.
It kind of was, but and we had some really, really good discussions.
Yeah.
We kind of reviewed the history of Crimson Circle, even though we've all been part of it. But we went through it just to get the kind of the essence and the flow. We talked about where things are now, and then we looked off through the next 4 years and beyond. It was really fascinating, wonderful to get together with everyone. I have their names up here.
You know, and it went so well. I think we were all really excited to be together.
It was big. I mean, it was really big. But we do have a few shots from the meeting.
Uh-oh.
You can see we're working away hard. We're actually eating a lot. and typical business meeting, the diagrams on the board and stuff. We didn't do too much of that though.
Not too much.
We did a couple things and there you, what are you reacting to it? Like, holy crap, look at that. It was really, really good getting together with the staff. And I think we have another 15 people, regular contractors or part-time that weren't part of this, but, and all of a sudden I realized this has grown into a pretty big organization.
Absolutely.
It's just a lot of complexity to making the whole thing work. So that's what we did last month.
You bet.
Had a grand time. Let's talk about upcoming events.
Okay.
See what we have on the schedule.
There are some. Yay!
There are quite a few. later this month we have the Threshold coming up, and that is such an amazing event. We did it around the world, I think, about 17 times.
Right.
And then last year, Adama said, no, we're going to do it online. And I didn't know how that was going to work, but it actually worked really, really well.
Well, in hindsight, it made perfect sense to have done it with so many people live, because then we really had a sense of what people energetically experienced, so that when we went to take it online, we really could connect with the energies of our attendees, because we really had a sense for it after doing it with so many groups.
Absolutely. And it's really what we call the premier Crimson Circle right. class. I mean, this is kind of the big one. It's available online now, and Linda and I host it. We're playing the videos of the Adama sessions, but we host it live from the studio. We're here with the production crew all weekend, and we go through a lot. We do a live question and answer.
Right.
People can submit their questions up to, about an hour before we go live or something like that.
It's all given out.
We do require that you take the sexual energy school beforehand, because without that true understanding of managing your energies, and you try to go through the threshold stuff, it's not going to be pretty.
Right.
So we do require that. And this is coming up July 23rd through the 25th, so right around the corner, a couple of weeks from now.
And again, imagine with only, doing classes with, 30 people, we weren't having many opportunities to respond to all the requests that we had. So this really gave us a way to really reach out to everyone.
Absolutely. And we do have this, the e-reader translations, in case you're wondering. We have it in, all these languages, 10 different languages. So if you're interested in taking it, maybe your English isn't so good or you're not comfortable with it. Yeah, we do have the e-readers available. We're in English, of course, and the Adama sessions, but there's a lot of great translations. I think we're going to take a quick look at the threshold.
Yes.
Coming up the 23rd through the 25th of this month. I am that I am, Adamas of Saint Germain. Welcome, everybody. Welcome to the threshold. I can't tell you how much I've been anticipating this, waiting for the time, if it even was going to come, where we would be gathering like this to do the threshold. It's the last thing that anyone will do before their realization. Everyone goes through it. They may call it by different names. Certainly all the experiences vary. All the stories are different, but it's the last thing one goes through before their realization. And here we are. Here we are. You'll learn in these next few sessions what the real name of this is, and it is sacred. That's also why I never wanted this other name you'll become very, very familiar with. I didn't want it in the title or the description of what we're doing here. It's too sacred. It's too personal to put out there. It's very, very personal. It's interesting what we call the threshold. It's very interesting because it's not being taught anywhere else on the planet, never has been. Every ascended master up to this point, the 9,888, these ascended masters have gone through it on their own. There's no books about it, no courses about it. That's what I love about the threshold. It's the first time we're taking this sacred information, this holy information, and talking about it. Now, please understand, it's not a method. It's not a 10 steps to realization. It's a culmination of many, many lifetimes. It's an understanding and a knowingness that you're going to go through. It's a very, what can be a very brutal time. I'll tell you right now, it can be a very brutal time, but hopefully by discussing it and helping you understand it, it's not going to be as brutal, but there are times when you're going to feel you're being torn apart. And I'll explain. We'll get into all this as we go through the threshold. A big part of the threshold is the dragon. The dragon. I have a dragon sitting right here. Just as a constant reminder throughout this. And you will encounter the dragon, no doubt. By the way, if you think you already have, you think you've already done all this, just stop for a moment. You haven't even started. But the real purpose of the dragon is clarity. Clarity. That's what actually dragon means. It brings everything to clarity. And the dragon also clears out everything within you that is held in guilt and shame and remorse. Because as every Ascended Master will tell you when you get up to the Ascended Masters Club, you cannot go into realization with these issues. You cannot. You simply cannot. We're going to be talking a lot more about the dragon as we go in. It's a highly, highly energized symbol. You're going to find that dragon is going to be waking up. You may say, well, no, the dragon's already been here. No, no, no. You're feeling kind of a shadow of a dragon, but the dragon's going to be waking up. Once we actually turn the corner in this gathering, there's no turning back. There's no deciding that maybe it's not the right time for you. Next few days, I'll inform you when we come to that point. There's no turning back. So why are you here? Because it's time. Because you've chosen it. But because there's nothing else left, this is it. No more dallying. No more distractions. No more delays. Procrastination. This is it.
So I think you can feel the depth to which that threshold truly goes to, and it's very, very individual. Adamus puts things in front of us that is really, really inspires deep contemplation that is very supportive of everything each of us does on our journey.
You know what I was thinking about while the recap was playing? I was thinking, geez, Adamus is not very good at marketing. He's saying there's no turning back. This is awful. The dragon's going to rip your arse. This is,
sign me up.
You know, just like blood and guts and gore. But sign up for the threshold coming soon. I'm like, geez, Adamus, could you, maybe show a few bright spots? He didn't answer the typical marketing thing. What's the benefit? The benefit is the dragon? I don't think that's so good. Maybe we should change the trailer. I think that's up on YouTube or something. But you and I can talk about it. It's fun. It's great.
You've never heard me say fun.
Oh, all right.
You wouldn't say fun.
All right, we'll move on.
By the way, I thought Edith was here for a minute. And that's Dave sitting in her seat.
Looks kind of, maybe that's an energy overlay.
I'm wondering.
Yeah. I think she's here. anyway, next month, August Shout was going to be our official reopening. We're still going to do it. We're going to have the annual barbecue party. Afterwards, there's going to be barbecue.
Well, there's no reason why we can't celebrate 2 months in a row. We're celebrating today, and we're going to celebrate again next.
But, dear Linda, you know the only problem?
What?
It's sold out. So we're going to move on to, before we actually mention that, I forgot the slide for this, but there's no Shout in September.
Right.
We always take a month off. We thought we were going to be in Europe, but we're not. But no regular Shout in September. But we do have the Time of the Merlin online. This is what we were going to do in Bled, Slovenia. We had 500 Chambers signed up for it. And, of course, we had to cancel the whole tour.
Too many issues with variants and uncertainty. And at one point, even the one venue that held the 500 said, well, you know, we could still do this, but maybe you'll only be able to have like 100 people. And it's like, how do you tell the other 400 they can't show up? So it was very, very, with heavy heart.
So like last year, we're going to be doing it online from here in the studio. And we've got a good lineup so far. We have Adamus, of course.
Of course.
And then we've got Merlin in, of course. The beloved St. Germain.
Oh, yeah.
I love channeling St. Germain.
Yeah, we love it, too.
He's calmer.
Could you do that today?
I know. And we've got our favorite FM, the one formerly known as John Jaderka. Yeah. We also have Kasumi, his annual showing, yeah. And then one more, Adamus will not tell me yet who the surprise guest is. I think we ought to have like a contest or something, you know, who is the mystery guest, the mystery entity coming in for Time of the Merlin.
You sound like a 1960s game show.
Oh, well, I'm curious. It's like, well, who is it, Adamus, and why is he holding out? I think the problem is it's Madame Blavatsky.
Oh, God, no. Please, no. I'll have to bring a barf bag with me. No, please.
he's saving all of us Linda's agony. You'll find out that day. I'm Madame Blavatsky.
Where's my cigarette? Everybody wants my chest, my boobs.
Oh, the Blavatsky.
That's what she said.
So we also have some other things in between the wonderful channels. We've asked Dr. Doug Davies, who does the Living in Keehawk show, important part of our work, to do a segment called Adamus on the Hot Seat. He gets to ask Adamus anything. Number one question, tell us about your COVID prediction. and it goes downhill from there. So that should be it's going to be live, and it's going to be Doug grilling Adamus.
Oh, boy.
That's, you know, just think about me. I'm the one right in the middle of all this, them back and forth. I mean, what's that going to be like?
But at least he's a doctor, so if something happens to you, he can revive you.
I didn't think of it that way. You're right. We're also going to have music from Israel piped over from Yoham. We're going to have our annual Inspire Consciousness Award, and we're also going to have this new thing we're working on, that's not necessarily the title yet, we're calling it, Masters in the Time of Machines. These are Chambra interviews with Chambra from around the world and, insightful about their journey, about the challenges. And it's going to turn into a much bigger project along the way. So we're going to be playing parts of that at, the Time of the Merlin event and, much more. So, that is coming up September 10th through the 12th, right. 3 days. It's going to be about 5 hours each day. You'll have 90 days viewing access, e-reader, within about 2 weeks. The price is $350, and what we're doing now is actually offering a bonus. You get a $50 store credit if you register by August 31st. If you've already registered, it'll automatically be added to your account. So. That's coming up. That's a big deal. I remember last year. That was huge.
Well, it's interesting because you can feel all the energies and truly, I think you'll be delighted.
Well, last year, I think that was the biggest gathering online or otherwise, that we've had in, well, maybe forever.
Yeah,
so big event. Then coming in October to Kona, it's going to be our first Masters in Communication workshop. I don't know much about it, but I know Adamus' focus right now is communications. Energy is the song of the soul, and he's going to be – actually, he's working with me pretty intensively right now, getting me ready for it, which he normally doesn't do.
Well, it's interesting, you know, because Adamus has announced he's leaving in 4 years, and also interesting that this was supposed to be the channeling workshop, and he said, oh, no. We're not doing that anymore. We're moving on.
Yeah.
So this is his replacement for the channeling workshop because he believes there is a better and a more important way to communicate.
And what I'm learning from it, what he's taking me through, is really understanding energy and communications are the same thing, understanding flow, and then understanding how to radiate or transmit and how to accurately receive without using any mental or visual or anything. That's a tough one. And Tobias actually trained me partially in that a long time ago, and I thought I was pretty good, but I'm learning a lot right now. So this is going to be, it's not just a workshop. It has so much to do with what we're going to be doing in these
all
coming years. Yeah, yeah, yeah. There's a few spaces available still. Then in November, we're doing two more workshops in Kona, the Kasama workshop.
Right.
There's three spaces open for the early one, and I think, oh, the second one is sold out.
Right.
So it looks like we're going back to Kona.
Oh, yeah. And yeah. Bell.
So that's all the upcoming events that we have listed. We'll be doing the winter and spring 2022 listings next month.
Right.
We'll put those
good
on the board. So now it's time for Chambra News, all the news
boy.
That fit to print. As a reminder, the Chambra magazine comes out every month, and we've been doing it for a long time now.
Yeah.
It's very consistent. This month, great articles from Chambra around the world. Gene Tinder's very popular Chambra Heartbeat article, and my article that I always write hours before the deadline. And I swear, I always am like, I'm going to write this ahead of time. And
yeah, you're fun to be around.
Yeah, but I have to, Jean does the same thing, you know, as she's, we're both like late Sunday night, you know, trying to get it done. So that's where you'll find all the news and information. We have a new product that's coming out. Couldn't quite get it ready for today, but we'll have it ready for next week. It is the new Pronos 2021 update.
Oh, boy.
It's about time. I mean, it's about time.
Literally.
We've got it done.
In every way.
It's also about time. This is an interesting one. We shot it here a couple weeks ago, I think, in the studio. And it was so, I don't know how you'd say it, so remarkable that we talked amongst the staff for a moment about, you know, this isn't just a Pronos update. This is a product on its own. It's freestanding. Whether you watch Pronos 2021 in January or not. This is so amazing about time and physics and really going where it almost hasn't gone yet. It is so absolutely remarkable that we talked about just not calling it Pronos update. Almost needs to be freestanding, kind of like, you know, ancestral freedom.
But we didn't
only
want
a couple sessions, but
yeah, we didn't want people to misunderstand how far this went.
Yeah, so right about the time we were thinking that, I got a call from Adamus, and he's like, hell no, this is the Pronos update. All right, yeah, we behave. So it's available July 7th, that's Wednesday. Two incredible sessions with Adamus Physics. I love Adamus Physics because they don't comply with science as we know it.
No, he totally redefines
it. Redefining it. And he talks about why time is cracking right now. I mean, like for the whole planet. He says it's cracking, it's fracturing, it's breaking apart. It talks extensively about free time,
right,
meaning you're no longer trapped in the element of time. He goes into great explanation.
And why?
And I put this in here. I think it's the best $75 you're ever going to spend. Is that the price, Gene? Oh, good. No, I mean, normally we just put the price, but I was working on the slides. It's like, this is a physics, a metaphysics lesson.
Truly.
And, you know, I've read some of the Seth material, and I just love Seth. This is even beyond Seth. I mean, it is amazing. So that's coming out in a couple of days. I think we have, do we have a trailer? Oh, let's play the trailer. All right. You can see we forget how to do this after 18 months. Welcome to the Pronos Update. Pronos is where we talk about what's going to happen or what is happening on the planet. To summarize it, it's to say that the humans are going into a new era. And let's not speak necessarily new age or spiritual, but I'm talking about a new evolutionary era. It's happening right now. It's happening in your lifetime. You chose to be here for this, and this isn't just some dream or some metaphysical concept. It is reality. I want to underline that. It is reality that's happening right now. It's no longer something off in the future. It's no longer like a science fiction story. It's not just a nice distraction. What if humanity was coming into the new species? It is absolutely happening right now. So let's talk about time and space. So important right now, because, as I'll explain in just a moment, what is happening right now is the fracturing of time. You are aware that something great is shifting, and it is, and it's the element primarily of time. And with this change of time comes the ultimately the entire new era of humanity on the planet. You could say the shattering of time. It opens things up, and in particular, it opens up the past and the future. In true free time, the master from the future is always here. With that wisdom from the past and the master from the future, in free time, suddenly the experience becomes so much more expansive, meaningful, beautiful, sensual, real, and rewarding. Now that you're out of encased time, suddenly you can have the past and the future, which also bring in potentials you would have never seen, into the experience right now. Then you become to realize the past and the future were always there. You had simply blocked them out. Suddenly life opens up. Suddenly there's the sense of freedom. Suddenly there's a new desire for expression in your life. Time shall set you free. Time will open you up, and through this new adventure that we go into with time, you'll also realize creative potentials that have been sitting there but weren't apparent because of time.
Oh.
Simultaneously, the planet, because of what you're doing, is now going into time warp. It is stressful. People can't find their old relationship to things. They're afraid of new. They want to go back to old ways, or perhaps no ways at all. There are those who have talked a big game for a long time, saying, well, we need a change on the planet, but it's here. It's not what they thought, though. It is the cracking, fracturing of time that is taking place, and this is the big news on the planet right now.
Holy smoke.
Yeah. That was actually one of the favorite things that I've channeled in a while. It was so good and clear.
You don't like all of it?
No, I love all of it, but that I had so much fun with in channeling. And sometimes channeling is very it's hard. It's like going through mud, and other times you just
It was very interesting.
But that was fascinating.
And he communicated it well through you
in a very clear way, understandable. You know, didn't make your head hurt. Then you look around and say, that's kind of what's happening right now. We're moving into a new era. Time is fracturing. It's not what it used to be. That was the reference point that held us all together, and now that's starting to go away, and people freak out.
Anyway,
moving along here. The new Master's Life is now available.
Oh,
Master's
boy.
Life 14.
Mm.
It's phenomenal. As I wrote in my article, I would suggest, though, you don't listen to Master's Life 14 and Pronos 2021 update within the same 2-week time period. It's just so much. Master's Life 14 is about soul encounters.
Mm.
First, several channels are about encountering your own soul. And it's one of the best definitions of what a soul
right.
is. I mean, it was
and
stunning.
The activity, yeah.
Yeah, but then he, in the second, next few sessions, he talks about encountering other souls. And that's fascinating. It will twist your head off.
I mean,
it's like, it just like kind of leaves you like in a blur for a while.
Right.
But then slowly, you start understanding. You go, oh, that's right. Every one of you is really me. Ooh.
He has such an incredible way of evolving your perspective of just about everything.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's now available, Master's Life 14. Talks about the history of soul, the attributes of the soul, what it's like to encounter other souls in six sessions. It's $145 through September 2nd. Oh, it's a really good one.
What would happen if you said, well, you know, it's kind of a crappy one, but you should buy it?
If that was the case, it would never be available for sale.
Perfect.
Never,
good answer.
Never get that
good
far.
Good answer.
It's like, sorry, Adamus, that was crap. We got
you
standards.
Get hit by lightning.
We got standards down here. We're not going to put out that garbage. Go back and work on it. You know? What do you want? Schomburg's going to get mad. You want him asking for refunds? Anyway, next thing is we do a monthly spotlight now on a product. This month we picked the 4 E's. And basically.
4 E's?
4 E's.
No, get it. 4 E's?
4 E's.
4 E's.
4 E's. 4 E's.
E's.
Yeah. The 4 E's that Adamus talks about are experience. The human is all about experience.
Yeah.
He talks about the expansion. The soul loves to expand or open. Loves expression. You know, there's so much joy in the soul. It just loves expressing that. And the 4th E is enlightenment, because it started with an E, but it's really realizations that occur along the way. We did this with Johan here in the studio a number of years ago. It's really one of my favorites, too, just because
it's basic,
it's
and clear.
Simple and classic. Fun and easy and classic. I think we have a few little tracks from that. Experiences of past lives, to the soul, they're just wisdom. They're just experience. They're no longer yours to have to hold on to. They're just experiences of the soul. So, in this segment, as the music plays, Metatron comes in, as you open up, feel how the soul loves just to experience for the sake of experience. No karma, no lessons, just for the sake of experiencing the I exist. Sit back and relax as we continue our journey into the experience of the soul. Thank you. So that's one of the cuts from the 4E's with Adamus. It's our spotlight product this month. I do need to point out that it is audio only. We had a little bit of footage, but it's audio. But you want to really be listening deeply to it anyway.
Right. It's meant to be felt into.
Yeah. So with that, right on time, even though time is cracking, it's time to thank everybody for all the work that you do to make Crimson Circle what it is, to all the angels, the Crimson Circle angels. You're all amazing. You are our true foundation, our support. Translators who work hard every month on products and
amazing
child.
Group.
Oh, it's phenomenal. We have things translated in 22 different languages, and it's quite a task.
And quickly, actually.
Very quickly.
Shockingly quickly.
Quite a team, quite a task. The web hosts all around the world who
amazing.
Provide this information in the various cultures, all the volunteers, the Crimson Circle, awesome Crimson Circle staff. We want to thank all of you for
thank
all
everyone.
That you
thank
do.
Thank you.
Good to be back with all of you today, here live in the studio, and all of you who are joining online. The one thing I learned from all this, having no audience for so long, is I finally learned to look at the camera, which they were telling me to do all the time. Look at the camera, not the audience. Look at the camera. It's like, now I learned how to look at the camera, so sorry about all of you. No, it's like kind of weird. It's like, oh, I know how to look at the camera now. So anyway.
Truly, truly thank you to everyone, everyone. We're glad to be here with you.
We're going
to
go on break right now, have coffee, snacks.
You want to come back for Adamus, right?
Yeah.
So he will be back at 2:30.
Absolutely. We're going to be back in about 35 minutes for more with Adamus.
Take care of you. Thank
Great.
You.
See you in 35.